And here's another way to spend money in an altogether different area of the law. I'm talking about computers. What would we do without them? They only have to crash to remind us how much we rely on them. They're so important and tricky that Paul Brennan has chosen to focus the next discussion on the computer contracts we sign, contracts which may or may not be helpful when we need them most.
Anybody who's had a computer system installed in their company will know how difficult it is, because legally this is a contract for three different things. First of all, it's the contract for a supply of software. Then it's a contract for a supply of the hardware, you know, the machines, the computers. And then it's a contract for the supply of services to make sure the machines work, and the software may even have to be rewritten here and there, or a lot, to make it usable in your business. So these are three very different things. They are complicated areas, and these contracts can go wrong, and it can be very expensive, not only in the money you pay for it, but also in the grief that it can cause to your business.
Well, now, Paul, you outlined seven key areas to look out for in this issue of computer contracts.
The first one is the exclusion clause. Look through the contract, you'll find it, and you'll see that maybe it doesn't say we exclude everything, or it could say that, but the law doesn't tend to let people away with that. Normally it will limit it to a certain dollar amount, or maybe the price that you paid for the software. Often this is not enough to compensate you for the difficulty that you will be put through if you have a computer contract which goes wrong. Now, I'm going to get a bit legal here with you. Look through the contract document and you will see a part which is described as damages. Damages are the compensation you get if things go wrong, and they will try to limit this. Now, damages are expressed in two ways. First of all, there's direct losses. So, example of the actual money that you paid for them, the cost of putting it right, which can be substantial in a computer contract, and any reasonable expense incurred, getting other systems in to rely on, other experts in. That's the sort of thing which would be direct losses. Then there are something that the contract will describe as consequential losses. These are things which are a bit more remote than direct. Things which are really way off the contract can't be covered, but normally consequential losses are things which are not so directly related. It's a very complicated area of law, but what you have to really do is make sure that they are going to compensate you for the direct losses and expect them to exclude it for the consequential losses and put up with that.
Another issue you raise is the question of transfer or letting another company use the software.
You have to make sure that the software is fit for your business, and they will have a software license within the contract, and that will limit your use. So you've got to make sure it's fit for your business and you can use it in any way you want. Probably in the computer industry there's about 12 different licenses that you can get, and so therefore, for example, you can have a site license, which means that you can use the software at one particular geographical location, which is fine. But what happens if you have a branch office? If you have a branch office, then you have to go back to the computer supplier, the software supplier, and ask for a license for the branch office, and it can cost you more. There's all sorts of ways that you can buy software, and you better make sure it's a way that suits your particular business.
And then the escrow agreement. Well, things are starting to sound very legal now.
Well, I know it's wonderful to get down to legal stuff, but this is quite obvious. What happens is that in the computer industry, when you meet people nowadays, everybody seems to have worked in the IT industry at some stage, and a lot of companies go bust. And you will find that you will be dealing with, say, perhaps younger people, and all of a sudden they completely disappear on you. You need to make sure that the source code is kept somewhere safe, so you can always go and get somebody else to try to repair the software and amend it as your business grows or develops. And what happens is that you will put it with a third party. So part of the contract will say the source code is deposited with a third party, and in the event of you going bust, we can go to that third party, get the source code, and fix any of our problems. What you need set out in the contract is a termination clause to set out what's going to happen if things go wrong. It's the same old story, it's like a divorce. If you have a prenuptial agreement, at least you've got some idea of what you do. Otherwise, the software suppliers may just well skip, so you have to make sure that in that agreement you know what's going to happen if things go wrong.
And in that agreement, Paul, what might happen if you decide to sell your business?
This is a big one. Your computer system is a big part of what you're selling when you sell your business. Increasingly, people who buy businesses, their lawyers, look into the computer system and the license, software licenses you've got as part of the due diligence process. This is the kicking of the tires process. So you better make sure that you've got all the licenses and rights to use it in the way that it needs to be used in order to protect your business. Otherwise, you are not going to be able to get so much money for your business.
So you're not exaggerating about the problems, Paul, that can arise over computer contracts?
Look, in the computer industry, they've actually got a term for it. It's called stiffing. I had a client who came to me quite late on in the process, and what they had done is that they had bought a business which included a $400,000 computer system, all very well, but they hadn't checked out whether it could be transferred. And it turns out it couldn't be transferred. And when they went to a very large, respectable computer software company and said, look, we bought this business, we got a right to use this, they said, no, you haven't, because they had not got a right to transfer it to you. And they charged them $400,000 for that new system, not a penny less, because they knew they had them over the barrel. So watch out with computer contracts.
Watch out indeed.